Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the panel for their insights. Much has already been mentioned, which the Kingdom of the Netherlands could subscribe to, on notably on IHL, on human rights, on the centrality of protection, on the use of unearmarked funding. We would like to bring in one other aspect into this conversation, especially looking at the impact of sexual and gender-based violence on women and girls, and violence against children, and the impact that has on the children. And that is the idea of mental health and psychosocial support. Since 2019, many steps have been taken for the recognition of mental health and psychosocial well-being as a prerequisite for effective, people-centered emergency preparedness, response, and recovery. And in 2020-2021, we regretfully were confronted with how relevant these commitments are, as COVID pandemic eradicated many of our certainties. And this year too, we face enormous challenges caused by both nature and man, such as the war in Ukraine, but also the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, which have caused huge challenges to global mental health and psychosocial well-being as well. So mental health and psychosocial support must also be an integral part of crisis response from the most early stages, the aftermath, early recovery, as well as in situations of protracted crisis. And many steps have already been taken to enable MHPSS inclusive crisis response in 2022 and 2023, but it is also still hampered by a lack of predictable and lack of global capacity. The Netherlands remains committed to ensuring the integration of MHPSS in crisis response, and calls upon all of us to work together to capitalize on the steps taken so far and to help address these urgent needs for people affected by both war or natural disasters. Thank you.